Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jessica Zweig, and I am so freaking pumped to be talking to you guys because this is a conversation that we have on the podcast in a small, tiny way every single day. And at least I talk about it in my life every single day as well. And I wrote about it in my new book, The Light Work. I am here, meaning my platform, my message, my mission, this podcast, all of the work that I do inside of my community, in my school, at my retreats, in my mastermind, on freaking social media, and every single interaction I have with anybody that I drop in with is here for the new earth rising. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I'm your host, Jess. And if you're not new, welcome back. You know this already. And we unpack living in the new earth through the lens of spirituality and business combined, all in service of the divine feminine rising. Now, all this to say, the new earth is still somewhat of an anomaly for people. I mean, what do I even mean when I talk about it? What does anyone mean when they talk about it? Maybe certain people have different definitions of it. But the way that I define it is not some reality that exists out there one day, someday, sounds like a fantasy in sort of new timelines and dimensions. The new earth is here, being co-created, being birthed, being reclaimed with every single thought, belief, action, interaction that we have in real time every single second of our lives. And the new earth represents to me, I'm speaking for myself here, freedom, oneness, limitless abundance, joy, peace, harmony, community, reciprocity, love. And it's quite the opposite frequency from the current earth, this 3D reality, third dimension, which is really predicated on fear, survival, competition, jealousy, and control. And even as I stated those words out, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this, I hope that you felt a difference in your body when I spoke just those few words out of, you know, the proverbial dictionary. And I believe, because you're listening to my podcast and you're watching this, that you want so deeply to live in the new earth frequency, that you want to live a life and build a business from the new earth frequency. And so today, that's what we're going to talk about, what it actually means to build a new earth business and why most feminine leaders thrive outside of the 9-to-5 paradigm. In fact, all of us do. And the 9-to-5 paradigm is part of that structure, that linear thinking, that Gregorian patriarchal calendar that was predicated on systems designed for fear, control, power, and survival. That's truly at least how I not only look at it, but have experienced it. And I know that I'm not alone in that, because most of us are living inside of systems that weren't designed for the female body, the female psyche, the female energy to thrive. It, in fact, is the antithesis of how we're supposed to exist within our businesses, which is cyclical, which is in flow, which is intuitive, and free. And yet we go into building our careers, we go into building our businesses because we want to be on purpose. We want to live a life filled with impact and expansion. And we go into these systems, not only literally inside of the four walls of an office, but psychologically, that is deeply embedded based on our societal and familial constructs, to have work look and feel a certain way, structural, linear, 9 to 5. And those systems are making us sick, quite literally sick, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Now, many of you know, if you've been listening to my show for a while, my story, and that I was certainly blind to the 3D construct that I was building my first few businesses within. And it wasn't until I hit rock bottom burnout, truly mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally diagnosed with depression and burnout, that I woke up to this truth, that I was living a lie, and a lie not designed by my own doing and my own subconscious, but by the lie that I was swimming within. Like a fish in water, I couldn't even see the lie. I have so many women that I teach inside my Feminine Frequency Business School, and I'm just thinking of this one incredible student of mine who's been on a journey with me for a while. And she came from corporate America and climbed her way to the very, very, very top. And the whole time, her body was screaming at her. Something was out of alignment. And in fact, about 10 years ago, before she left corporate America, which she just did, which is why she joined my program, she started turning to biohacking and longevity medicine and holistic wellness to help herself navigate the system that she was in, because it was impacting her so deeply physically. And today she actually just left her corporate job and is starting a whole business around helping midlife women who are going through perimenopause and menopause in corporate America to not have to deal with the same situation. That's what I call a new earth business, because she is of service, here for healing, peace, humanity, and is doing it completely unbound by the constructs of the conditioning that she was trained within. And I know that so many people build businesses or want to build a thriving career with a lot of abundance for freedom, right? I certainly never thought when I became an entrepreneur that I was going to build myself a golden cage called a 9-to-5 job and actually work for my business versus having my business work for me. Now, the reason you could say I unconsciously did that was because I had so deeply internalized capitalism, patriarchy, supremacy. Honestly, this was conversation I never thought I would be able to have with myself until I started working with my coaches and guides that really revealed to me how much safety I personally got from having all of this control over my life, and how much value I got from wearing busy and successful and prosperous as a badge of honor. And I certainly never thought that a true freedom-based business was possible, because I hadn't shifted my frequency. Because the new earth doesn't care about your bottom line. The new earth doesn't care about how many followers you have on Instagram. The new earth doesn't care if you've grown 15 to 20% year over year in your P&L. The new earth doesn't care if you are the most recognized person in your industry. The new earth doesn't give a fuck about any of that. The new earth cares about, where is your heart? What is in truth? What is in alignment? And to move from that place forward. And when you do that, you in fact do make more money and have more impact and have more success, but that's just the icing on the cake. You actually start to ripple more of that frequency of love and empowerment and success for all of the clients and the community that you touch. And that's really what it's about. So that might sound all really beautiful, what I just mapped out in theory, but let's break it down today in practice. what a new earth business model looks like and feels like and how to actually design it. So the first is energetic sustainability. All right. This is really where I believe that structure and the systems and the frameworks do support our new earth feminine businesses to flow and really getting ahead of your entire year. So I do this every single year. I even did this when I was running my agency, but I'm super tight on this now, where I sit down with my team in September, okay? September, 3 months before the new year starts, and we plan out the entire following year. So in September of 2024, we took an offsite, we all sat down in a room, and we planned out for an entire day every single launch, every single campaign, every single meeting, every single break for the next 12 months. Full on roadmap. And this allowed me to go into the year really understanding where I was going to sprint and where I was going to rest. Now, I just want to say that if we want to grow a business, we can't just sit back and like commune with the stars and manifest. We have to actually put pen to paper and spiritually hustle. Okay. This is definitely something I coach a lot of my clients on who are so intuitive, beautiful, deeply feminine women leaders and have such an aversion to hustle, like the toxic version of it. And I get it. So do I. But if we can build visions that come down to earth with a true granular roadmap that gives us a look ahead of when we're going to be resting after we're launching or sprinting or going through a season of expansion, then we're not going to burn out because we're leading with energy. We're stating from the very beginning of our year, we're making it concrete as to where we are going to be resting, most importantly. I actually just came back from a 4-day mini girls getaway with one of my best friends. And I said to my friend as I was leaving, I was like, we need vacations. Like we need water, food, sleep, and sex. Like putting that on your calendar ahead of time so that you can fill your own cup and being super unapologetic with how much space that you take. I know that might feel like you can't afford it. You can't afford not to do it. Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com. Use code JESSICA10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5-hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Now let's go a layer deeper and talk about building your businesses around cycles and rhythms versus straight lines. So I work with a flow tracker on my app. I track my period. I'm still getting my period at 43, which is amazing. But even if you don't get your period, to work with the cycles of the moon, because we're all 90% made of water, and our emotions, our energy, our appetites, our inclinations, our desires are dictated by this gravitational pull. I really love to work with the pagan calendar, the Wheel of Life. I've actually done a podcast all about that. I'll leave it the link in the show notes to that episode. It was amazing. It broke down the entire seasonality of the pagan calendar, but I really love the winter and summer solstices and the fall and the spring equinoxes. And I take my time during those seasons and moments throughout the year to seed intentions, to release what's no longer working for me. I journal and get clear on what I'm looking to call in and manifest. I really do my best to plan my schedule around my period, going back to that, so that I'm not in seasons of massive push when I'm bleeding. And so really giving yourself so much permission to use the energy of the cosmos and Gaia as your body and your business becomes the bridge of those universal energies. And if we're ignoring them or clueless of them and working against them, of course our businesses aren't going to feel sustainable or in flow or feminine or new earth. We really need to talk about offer alignment and building a product suite built from embodiment, not from ego. So what do I mean when I say embodiment? It's coming from lived experience that you are confident in, yes, but is really here to be of service, that is not for performance, but for empowerment, not for your ego, but for your impact. And that's a very fine line to tune into within yourself. But I want you to remember this. When we are creating the new earth, everybody wins. There is enough room for all of us to go around. We are not competing with anyone. We are not even in our own lane. We are creating our own worlds. And so when we truly focus on the beautiful, this is what I do. I picture my business. Actually, I've never really shared this, but I'll share it right now. I went on a big, beautiful mushroom journey at the beginning of this year with a healer. And I saw my business as this queendom of castles. Like every single castle was the same shape, size, height. Every castle had these big, beautiful angelic wings coming out of them with crowns on the top. Everything was iridescent, gold, pink, blues, crystalline, whites. It was so clean and beautiful and high frequency. And I got the message in that journey. I was like, I'm not here to play anyone else's game. I'm just here to create my own world of queens who all rise together, right? And I know that that's my come from, my embodied truth. And every offer that I create comes from that place. So ask yourself, what does your world look like? How does it feel? What does it do for the people that come into it? How does that frequency of your success impact the people that you serve? And what offers feel in alignment to that and build from there. A few more codes on New Earth business models. It's really about walking through the world with resonance and knowing that your wealth that you create by that frequency is simply a byproduct of your worthiness. So walking through your business, through your life, knowing that you get to be all of it. You get to be beautiful and brave. You get to be sassy and kind. You get to be masterful and humble. You get to be powerful and graceful. Walking through your life and whatever resonates with you truly in your soul becomes your resonance. And you cannot fuck with authenticity when you really truly know who you are. People meet you there. And the money does come. but it doesn't come from the grind and the old paradigm and the 3D game. It comes from a new vibration of freedom. It comes from a new vibration of wholeness. Now, collaboration over competition is something that we've heard time and time again, but I cannot stress this enough, you guys. I say this a lot. I talk about this at my retreats. I talk about this everywhere, my podcast, my book, my Instagram, like sisterhood, okay? It might sound like a cheesy word to you, like S, sisterhood with a capital S is how I spell it. It is the cheat code to success. When you find women who are playing big, who are rising, who are generous, who are kind, who are here for other women's success. And by the way, the unlock is you have to become that woman first and lead as her. That, my friends, becomes the vaulted doorway that nobody seems to be able to crack to rise higher and faster together. Collaboration, being that woman who walks the walk of sisterhood. You could ditch all the codes that I'm giving you today and just work with that one, and your business will expand beyond your wildest expectations. Now, we've really got to talk about using AI consciously, because I believe that AI is going to be what fire was to humanity, what the wheel was to humanity, like the invention of fire, the invention of like the horse and buggy, and then eventually cars. Like, AI is going to be that game changing for the future of humanity. We think that we're being changed by it today. We're the tip of the iceberg. ChatGPT and all of these tools are basically like the very first iPod that came out of Apple, like before the iPhone. You guys know what I'm talking about. But because it is aggregating human consciousness from every single corner of the world that is working with it, our usage of it as awake, remembered, new earth, feminine leaders is especially important. To be working with it with integrity, to be working it with love, to be working with it in a way that is essentially programming it for the future consciousness that our children and their children's children and their children's children's children is going to inherit. Because by the time that happens and we're all long gone, it's going to take over the world. And in order for that to not be terrifying, as female entrepreneurs using AI, our approach, our frequency, our words, our intention, our requests matter. And this goes back to embodiment plus strategy equals truly scaling. Because the New Earth business model is not asking you to work harder. It's asking you to root deeper into who you are. I cannot express enough the urgency of this. The veil, if you couldn't tell, is thinning. In many ways, that's a beautiful thing. And in other ways, it's a pretty threatening thing, because women are rising. Women are remembering who they are. Women are stepping more and more into seats of leadership and power and authority in every single industry for the most part. And as we do, we're waking up and we're remembering that we're not actually here to fit in anymore. And that recognition, that realization, that awakening for so many of us is so deeply painful and so deeply uncomfortable, because it's literally like we've been wearing a shirt that is stitched together too tightly and we've outgrown it, and our muscles and our bodies are ripping through the t-shirt and it's breaking. But we're not growing to put on another shirt, another size. We're rising because we're here to create an entirely new system. We're creating an entirely new closet, to use the clothes metaphor. So if you feel like the version of success that you were sold is no longer in alignment with who you are, this episode was probably for you. You know what's also your sign? My formal invitation to you right now to the Brilliance Summit. Yes, my friends, I am hosting the must-attend virtual event of the year. This is happening on August 13th. It is a day-long transformation. I don't even want to call it an event, because it is so much more than what you're going to come in and watch. This is actually happening on August 13th, which is during Lionsgate, which is one of the most potent open portals of manifestation all year long. And if you've been to any of my virtual events, you probably already know this, but if you haven't been, they are a frequency. It is going to be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of women from across the globe tuning in, who are all visionary, who are all soulful, spiritual, and awake. And we're going to talk about wealth codes. We're going to talk about embodying your brand. We're going to talk about building a business strategy. We're going to talk about how to make your new earth business ceremonial and sacred. This is really where all of that clarity for you gets to drop in and activate. We're going to have some very special guest speakers that are coming on stage with me and a lot of disco balls. I'll just say it now. I got the vision for this experience last year, staring at a disco ball. And I thought to myself, of all of these tiny little shards of glass, if one or a few were missing, it wouldn't be as beautiful. It wouldn't be as sparkly. And the vision that I hold for this event is that you, sister, the one listening or watching, remembers that she is, yes, a tiny, beautiful, necessary sparkle on this planet of 8 billion people. And that when we come together in sisterhood and do this work in community and connect across the globe and activate our full fucking power and light, we become one big fucking huge disco ball that lights up a whole new party, the new earth party. So come and save your seat at Brilliance, the seven-figure seat. I've saved you a seat at the table. I need you there. The link is in the show notes. Join us. It's totally free. I've got the best special guest speakers, lots of surprises, lots of giveaways. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be the must-attend live virtual experience of the summer, maybe the year. We'll see, but you heard it here first. I really want to remind you that you didn't come here to fit into a broken system. You came here to build an entirely new one. And to really, truly remind you that this that you're standing in right now, this moment in time, not just here listening to my podcast, but this moment in your own unique timeline, is the era of feminine leadership. And it begins with you being rooted into your truth, into your heart, into your authenticity, and into your brilliance. And with that, I will see you on the next episode and hopefully at my Brilliance event. And until then, I love you all so much. And thank you, as always, for being here.